First, there was Star Trek. Then came Space 1999. Finally, George Lucas brought us the Star Wars epic. Now, we find ourselves in a new era, a new dimension in sound. Now, we are proud to present the adventures of the Galactic Star Force Power Squad. Every week, join Brett Neighbors, Lee Stormwalker, and their trusty automaton, Harry, as they find their way into and out of trouble all around the galaxy. This week, we find Brett, Lee, and Harry on Trash Detail, picking up space debris around the Earth's orbit.
Tell me again why we have to patrol this sector.
For the fifth time now, we're looking for space debris.
But we haven't seen any.
I know that, but Captain Oberling of Star Force Command wants us to stay here until we do find some.
Sounds like reject duty to me. I'm getting a drink.
Hey, Harry!
Yes? What is it this time?
Get me a drink. A Fresca.
Okay. Pick this up, make the coffee, sweep the floor. You know I'm programmed to do all kinds of things.
I wish we could see some real action. You know, like fighting in the battle against the Rebel Empire? What do you think, Brad?
I seriously doubt that we would. It's Star Force Command emergency frequency.
Well, hit it! Hit it!
Boys, this is Captain Oberling. You're off the trash detail. Something's come up.
Thank you, sir. What is it?
I can't tell you right now. Come on over to the Star Force Command Center immediately. Meet me in my office. Oberling out.
Sounds important. Let's get going.
Moving out.
Here's your Fresca. Did you want ice?
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, there's the Space Center cafeteria.
You can't be thinking of food right now.
Man, it's lunchtime. I say we grab some lunch.
I'm with you. Let's go.
Captain Oberling isn't gonna like this.
Oberling's not gonna find out if nobody tells him. Dig.
I dig.
Hey, they've got a wet bar.
Harry, go grab us some food. Hey, Brett, here's an empty table.
It's always the same. Wash the spaceship, make the dinner. I swear, if I weren't an automaton.
Hey, check out that blonde.
Way out of your league.
Your league, maybe. Check this out.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. Watch this. I'll...
Here you are, you guys. You like fettuccine, don't you? I got it with extra sauce and two frescas.
Watch this, Harry. Lee's gonna put the moves on that blonde chick over there.
That blonde chick? Don't you know she's the daughter of some important captain in the Star Force?
You don't say.
Lee, I think you ought to forget about her and eat your fettuccine while it's still warm.
Captain Oberling's waiting, you know.
Yeah, I know, but we're gonna hit that wet bar first.
Of course, the bar.
You're late.
Ran into some ship trouble.
Yeah, right. Well, I called you here because, as you boys well know, the Rebel Empire is once again attacking. I need you to fight in the war. Consider your drafts reinstated.
All right. Where are we going?
I'm sending you to the Star Force headquarters in Sector 7G. You two are flying out to join in their attack force.
Seeing as how we have no choice, okay.
And one other thing. My daughter's going with you.
Your daughter
is going with us?
Well, hello, boys.
Brad, that's the chick from the cafeteria.
I know.
This is my daughter, Lisa. You're taking her with you.
Daddy, I think they're cute. Hey, didn't I see you guys in the...
Why with us?
Lisa is a nurse in the Star Force Medical Corps. You're escorting her to the Sector 7G base where she will help the battle casualties. And that's all.
Well, let's get going.
Oh, boy! I love riding in Star Cruisers. What kind you got?
Oh, man.
So, where'd you get the robot? Hunk of junk.
Why?
I can't can't believe I was in love with her back in the cafeteria, but my God, what a body.
Great body, but no brains. Ordinarily my kind of woman, but in this case...
Guys, I know I'm just a robot and all, but could you please keep her away from me? She is boring me silly with her incessant and
then I told him the collar wasn't right. Can you believe it? Hey, stay put when I'm talking to you.
Hey, there's the Star Force headquarters dead ahead.
Yeah, hit that button. No, not that one. I'll do it myself.
No, I got it.
You know, you guys, you really need to update your music. That stuff's like a Stone Age.
Shut up!
Well, at least we're rid of Lisa.
Thank God.
She kind of grew on you, didn't she?
Yeah, like a wart. Well, here we are. The meeting started. Hey, here's a couple of seats in the back. Oh, excuse me.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Commander Langstrom. Thank you all for coming, and please hold all of your questions till the end. Now, this will be the first in a series of organized attacks against the Rebel Empire's main ship.
This is exciting.
Yeah, that ship they gave us, wow, I haven't flown one of those in years. Never thought I'd take that one into battle.
Hey, you got that folder?
Yeah, right here. It tells us what to do and stuff.
Will you guys be quiet? I'm trying to hear what the commander is saying.
Harry, it's nothing but get up and go stuff. Pep talk. Nothing important.
Yeah, you worry too much.
This suit's too big, you know?
Yeah, mine too. Hey, let's go see if we can trade him in for some smaller ones.
Okay, and after that, let's see if that bar's still open. Come on.
I think the computer's ready.
Good deal. Pre-flight's taken care of.
Guns are ready. Okay, let's get going.
Here we go. Okay, now.
Guys, you really need to know that.
Harry, not now. We're busy.
But you really ought to.
Hello, gentlemen.
Lisa?
Hey, I couldn't let you guys go into battle alone.
What are you doing here?
Stowed away. Never expected it, I'll bet. My father won't like it, but, oh well, life goes on.
You know, you sound different now.
Oh, you mean the bimbo talk. That was all an act. I had to keep you guys away from me somehow. Surprise.
I'm surprised.
Can you use the ship's guns?
I'm fully trained on all kinds of ship's guns and ammo. I probably shoot better than you clowns.
Oh, here we go. Now look.
We can argue later. Lisa, take the starboard gun. Harry, take the port side.
There it is. How are you holding up over there?
As well as can be expected, sir.
Lisa!
Holding my own neighbors. You just keep up your end.
Why I oughta.
Oh my God!
Captain Oberling to neighbors. Captain Oberling to neighbors.
Neighbors here.
How's your ship? You've been hit.
We're gonna have to drop out of the battle, sir. We need repairs.
Well, come on back to Star Force Command. We'll take care of you.
Will do, sir. Neighbors out. Well, Lee, looks like we're dropping out of the battle now.
Okay, how about it?
Oh my God! She's gone! What happened?
I'll bet that Empire ship that just passed by had something to do with it.
This is Barth Hornet of the Rebel Empire. I have taken one of your crew as my prisoner. I would advise you not to follow.
Barth Hornet, he's the most evil guy in the universe. I wonder what he wants with Lisa.
Well, let's not wait to find out. Fire the engines, Brad. It looks like we're gonna have to go on a high-speed space chase. What the hell was that?
That was our ticket out of here, kid. They hit our navigational system.
You mean...
Yeah, we're sitting ducks.
Did you still want a Fresca?
Harry, you can plug into the computer, can't you?
Oh, certainly. I could fly the ship myself if I had to.
Well, come on.
I think the dishes need to be done. I'm busy.
Harry, I'm programmed you myself to navigate. Let's get to it.
Oh, sure. When you want something, call Harry. Well, you know what you can...
Harry, now!
Will Harry save the ship and the entire Galactic Star Force, or will Brett Neighbors have to get his own coffee from now on? Join us again next week for another exciting adventure of the Galactic Star Force Power Squad. The Adventures of the Galactic Star Force Power Squad was written and directed by Alan J. Singer and starred Brant McKeon as Brett Neighbors.
That trash detail was important work, damn it.
Adam Campbell as Lee Stormwalker.
Harry, I wanted a lemon-lime Fresca. All right, I'll get it myself.
Rodney Cobb as Harry the Automaton.
I think I'll ask for my own show when contract renewal time comes again.
Cherie Polello as Lisa Oberly.
Do you think I need more bimbo here? What's my motivation?
Sean Staggs as Captain Oberly.
I can't read this. I refuse to work under these conditions.
Alan Singer as Commander Langstrom.
Wait a minute, I'm not doing all the editing myself.
And special guest Dave Thompson as Barth Hornets.
Luke, I'm your father. Wait, wrong movie.
Special thanks go out to Mark Babin, Michael McGraw, Steve Thompson, and Diamond Dave Thompson. This program was produced entirely at the studios at Northern Kentucky University and was made possible by Left Arm Production Team. We'll see you again next week.